Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast. It's another week of basketball here in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. I'm your host, Sydney Ruth Mulvannon.
I'm Graham Thomas. Leland Barclay joins us in the River Valley. And I'll tell you what, Sydney, it's basketball, but man, there is so much else going on. And we're here for it. I'll just say that.
You're here for it. I'm here to comment on it.
All right. Well, you know, we talked about this on the show last week about how busy it was, and even you were like, oh my goodness, I'm tired already. And
did I? I didn't say that. I think that was you.
I said it first, and then you agreed.
Okay, I'll take that.
So we're looking back at last week, and we'll cover a lot of it in the top five for sure.
Yeah.
But we had basketball, I believe, every night of the week.
Mm-hmm.
In some form or fashion. That yes. doesn't happen a lot, but it did. And a lot of it was scheduled because of the 6A West goofy schedule. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it was makeups. You know, we're in a time crunch here. We had the conference bowling meet, which was in Fayetteville at Ozark Lanes.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 6A West regional wrestling going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things happening. Personally, I was at Rogers Heritage 3 times last week. I don't know that that's ever happened. But and Leland, I mean, my goodness, man, you were busy too. And it's just that time of year, though. I mean, that kind of when stuff starts wrapping up, like the wrestling and the swimming and the bowling, and then, you know, at the end of the month, we're going to be in regionals and basketball.
And there's swim conference this week. That's super exciting.
Yeah. So, good morning, Leland.
Well, we have two luncheons this week as well to honor our football award winners from football season. So, yeah, that's it's right. a lot going on.
Got to rewind back to football season. Got to go look at all our notes again to make sure we get all those right. Mm. So, but it's exciting. I mean, and just to kind of go back into last week and some big takeaways, because there was so much basketball. There's no way we can cover all of it. But I think I want to start with, without a doubt, Harbor Girls are in control of the 6A West Conference.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, I'm a fan of, you know, Fayetteville alumni, you know, everything. I mean, who doesn't know that at this point on the show? But I was hoping it'd be close, you know, because it kind of turned out, you know, we thought second time around, maybe it's different, but it kind of ended up just looking like the same, the first game they played.
You know, and it was close for a while, and then Harbor did what Harbor does, and they've, you know, you got Harbor, and they're really good.
Now, yeah.
They're going to have to play Northside again, but they're going to get them at home, and they've already beaten Northside once.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the big takeaway right now, is that Harbor is in control of the girls' conference. The boys' conference, though, got a lot more interesting Friday night when the Harbor boys handed Fayetteville their first loss with a 16-0 run to close the game and beat them by double digits. So
yep.
I was a bit shocked when I got the news about that one, Leland. I don't know what you thought.
Well, I think the boys we've kind of thought was maybe a little wide open. It's certainly deep. But we thought it was kind of wide open. So a little bit of a surprise there. And you talk about the Harbor Lady Wildcats taking control, you know, in the 5A West. And we've thought this for quite a while, but I think it can be said now after last week's results that Farmington has taken control in the 5A West, both boys and girls now with a decent lead, still with 3 weeks left to go in the regular season, but mm-hmm. Farmington certainly taking control in the 5A West.
Yeah, and I bring this up to say you won't want to miss the tournament run, because we will be covering the Farmington Lady Cardinals for the 5A West tournament. So you want to make sure to tune into Prep Rally for all of that.
Well, go check out some of the stuff y'all posted last week from Farmington. That was some cool stuff, too.
Yes, it was kind of a sneak peek. We got to do some things with Sadie Morrison, Easton McCullough, and Coach McCullough. So that was really fun. Those interviews are on our Instagram and our Facebook.
But
they're a very balanced team. I mean, everybody talks about Easton McCullough, and she is the only returning starter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had four senior in the lineup with her last year, but they've added some very good players around her too this year. So they're very balanced, kind of like the boys. You know, we talk about Eli Schwartzman and Press Taylor, and but they're a very balanced team and very deep team as well. So
yeah, I mean,
yeah, you know, it's going to be fun watching them in the postseason for sure.
It's going to be fun, but it was also really nice to talk to Sadie Morrison, just kind of giving us all the details. I mean, she knows that, you know, when defense is on point, she knows that a lot of their roles is defense, so that Easton can do what she does. And I think she had like 47 points the other night against Alma, which that's not a shocker, but yeah, I think they are really good balanced, and you know, they really know the roles that they play in order to succeed.
You know, and
well, and too, you look at her assist,
yeah,
which is kind of amazing too, and that's because the other players finish. Even though she doesn't have the assist numbers like Eli Schwartzman does for the boys, she also is an assist machine too, which just makes it even, which makes them even better.
Yeah, agreed.
The 4A1 is pretty much wrapped up its championship for the regular season. So Shiloh Christian's won both of those, but you know, the teams in that conference still have to go through the rounds of the district. And just to make it to the regional, which you got to qualify for state through the regional. So work still to be done for the 4A1. Leland, our guy Harold McElvain was down in Ozark last week to see the Hillbillies get a big win over Dardanelle in a big 4A4 boys game.
Yeah, you know, 20th win for the Ozark Hillbillies. They've put themselves in very good position in the 4A4. And like you said, the 4A, the 3A, 2A, and single A, this is the last week of the regular season for them, and that's why there are a lot of games going on. You know, the Lamar Warriors played, and Lady Warriors played four games last week, Monday, Tuesday, I think, and then Friday, Saturday. Or it might have been Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday last week to get those games in. So, you know, it's last week of the regular season, and you know, a lot of jockeying for position for the district tournament and then the regionals.
Yep. You know, and there's a lot of good teams. 3A, you got Greenland girls, and 2A, Leland's got a big one Tuesday night. He's going to go to Hackett, I believe, to see them play the Mountain Burg Dragons. A lot of still things to be determined this week before we get to the district, and it's going to be fun.
Well, before we get into that, we want to thank our sponsor, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it is termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. And we go in a one, in a two, in a three.
After all,
West knows pests best.
All right. When we come back, we'll look at all these week's matchups. Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's get into this week's schedule, which by the looks of it, that looks like a lot for you and you, Leland.
I mean, you know, just Tuesday, and to start off with, the state bowling meet is Tuesday.
That's so fun.
The 6A bowling, and, you know, we cover 6A bowling. There's a lot of good bowlers. Now, I am not a good bowler. That shouldn't surprise anybody. You know, my coordination is terrible. These kids, though, are really good. Like, they'll start that ball off, and it'll hook in, and it's like, it's heading for the gutter, Leland, and it's going, then it curves back, and I'm just amazed every time I watch, you know, this stuff. I mean, you have some really talented individuals out there, and the River Valley in particular has always had some good ones.
Yeah, I got to know I knew one of the bowling first. He was the first bowling coach at Greenwood, Tad Wright, way back when. And one of the things that he pointed out that was so amazing, I thought, probably more than any other high school sport, is the wide variety of backgrounds, that joined the bowling team. He had, at that time, he had a football player. He had some, you know, brainiacs. He had just a really wide variety of kids that come together on the bowling team, unlike any other sport, which I've always thought was amazing. And, yeah, you know, I haven't seen a high school bowler in our area or Northwest Arkansas with a perfect game this year, but there's still time because that season is winding down, just like, and we'll get into wrestling a little bit later, just like wrestling and really all the winter type sports.
Well, so swimming, the dive meet is Tuesday, I believe. The actual swim meet for the conference is Thursday, we think. And
we think that's a funny story. I'm just going to out Diana here, but our producer, her brother swims for Springdale, and I don't think he knows when he's.
No,
swims.
I think he's. I did some further research. I think he's on track here.
Okay.
I think my source was incorrect.
Well, how is that true? You're the sports people. That's what I'm saying. It's a mystery at this point. It's either Thursday or Friday.
It's going to happen.
It's
no matter.
Gonna happen.
And you
yeah.
talk about another group of kids that you get a wide variety of kids that the swim teams are the same way. And I'm going to even throw the wrestling kids in there. Like, Leland, in what other sport can a kid who weighs 100 pounds compete for a state championship against a kid, another kid that weighs 100 pounds or less, like wrestling? I mean, it's truly unique, and I got to experience this out at the 6A West Regional Wrestling on Saturday out at Rogers Heritage. I mean, you know, these are some sports that allow kids of all kind of abilities to compete, mm-hmm. and it's really kind of uplifting when you're out there amongst it because it's intense. I mean, you got coaches getting thrown out and all that,
the high school level.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
It's intense, Sydney, I'm telling you. Anyway, and that kind of brings us back to the state wrestling meet is Friday and Saturday in Little Rock. But that brings you back around to the intensity of what we have going the last couple weeks of the high school basketball season. I mean, these are very, very important games. They're going to determine a lot of seeding. And there's some big ones this week. Fayetteville's got to go down to Northside. That's always a battle. Fayetteville and Northside, you know, it's just one of those you circle on your calendar every year. You do the same thing with Bentonville and Harbor. Now you're talking West and Rogers with some big games, especially in that boys game. Even Heritage and Springdale has a lot of postseason, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here is, but Heritage needs to win these games to stay in the race. And then Leland, I know you're using this week to go check out some of the 2As and maybe even a 1A or so. Just a great opportunity to go see as many teams as you can.
Well, there's lots of great stories that that can be told on the small school level. In fact, we touch on one of them in our Players of the Week this week. But the Hackett game, that's actually at Mountain Burn Tuesday night. Lamar visits Lavaca on Thursday night, which is a big game for Lamar. And then, of course, Mulberry is at home on Friday night. You know, just great stories everywhere, you know, everywhere we look.
All right. So, Sydney, you're right. It is a busy week for him, for me. And, you know, we'll see you at the prep rally luncheon on Thursday. Got to get back in football mode.
Yeah, I'll be videoing. Yeah. Well, anyways, before we get into the top five and gimme five, I want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and the River Valley Democrat Gazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news in high school sports. Subscribe to our newsletter, and additionally, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Prep Rally Sports, where we share interviews with players and our Prep Rally road trips, all fun stuff. With that being said, let's get into the Gimme Five.
Hi, I'm Isabella Kendrick.
And I'm Cameron Schmidt.
And this is the River Valley Gimme Five.
These are the top five performances from the past week in the River Valley where we still love to celebrate buzzer beaters. But first, number five, Braden Stockton of Greenwood claimed his 100th win in wrestling in the 150-pound division last week. and he also qualified for the state tournament coming up this coming weekend. Number four, Pages Arsola from Fort Smith Southside is the 6A West Conference champion in the 120-pound division of the wrestling as well this past week. She also will qualify for the state tournament this coming weekend. Number three, A.J. McDonald, a familiar name for Van Buren, last week had one of the greatest performances in Lady Pointers basketball history in a 69-59 win at Greenwood. 37 points, which is the most for a Lady Pointer since 39 points by Kirby Blake in 2011, including 15 points in the fourth quarter as Van Buren rallied to the win. She also set a school record with 21 rebounds in that win. Number two, Cade Bowen from Lamar helped the Warriors win four games last week in just a week with wins over Mansfield, Boonville, Cedarville, and Paris on Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. In those four wins, he scored 72 points and had 22 rebounds to keep Lamar in second place in the 3A4. And then number one, our River Valley Democrat Gazette Players of the Week, Cameron Schmidt from Northside helped the Lady Bears win three games last week in the 6A West with wins over Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville West. She combined to score 61 points and grabbed 28 rebounds in those three wins, and that was basically in 8.5 quarters out of the 12 quarters played. So a great performance by the Lady Bears last week, going 3-0, which also allowed Coach Ricky Smith to win his 800th game as head coach of the Lady Bears. He is the winningest coach in the state's largest classification history, and they've won at least 21 games in 26 of the past 27 years. Truly a legend here in Fort Smith. And then our boys players of the week from Mountainburg, Ryan Allen and Jackson Keeley. Ryan Allen on Friday night had 33 points and 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. But the star of the game, Jackson Keeley, hit a game-winning buzzer beater to lift Mountainburg to a 65-64 win over Hector to hand Hector their first loss of the season, of course, including in conference play. He finished with 22 points and 5 rebounds. Last week in a game, he scored 30 points as well. So Mountainburg had 30 point scores, Ryan Allen and Jackson Keeling, in consecutive weeks. Of course, in that 65-64 win, also Ethan Becker had 4 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals. Mitchell Moxley had 5 points, 10 assists, and 4 rebounds. So a total team effort, but it was Jackson Keeling who hit an off-balance 3-pointer at the buzzer for the win. Also, shout-outs to Tegan Collins of Muldrow and Brinley Graham of Spiro, who both went over the 1,000-point mark last week. And that's the recap in the River Valley for the past week.
My name is Ryan Davis from Shiloh Christian School, and this is NWA Top 5.
So the number five, we're going to start off with our 6A West Conference Bowlers champions. Parker Brewer of Bentonville rolled a 771 series with a high game of 276 in the 6A West Conference Championship last week at Ozark Lanes. Rose Stewart, a freshman at Rogers, had a 549 series, which was 100 pins higher than her series average for the year. And, yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? Those are the two first-place finishers in the 6A West Conference bowling meet. It's anybody's guess who's going to win it all this week. Number four, the 6A West Conference Regional Wrestling Championship was held Saturday night at Heritage. Bentonville's boys qualified 12 of the 14 weight classes at the state tournament and won first place. The Rogers girls, the Lady Mounties, had 14 of 14 qualifying weight classes. So both these teams are loaded for bear heading into the state wrestling championship this week. So Regional champions from Bentonville. We have Jack Andares at 106, Camden Runnels 113, Zach Donaldson 120, Henry McDaniel 138, Benjamin Marasio 144, Jack Sitton 150, Caden Newman 165, all in their first place matches. And other winners in the boys: Kyan Patton of Rogers Heritage, Daxton Klein of Springdale, Logan Princeton of Rogers, Tarek Bian of Rogers, Caden McCrary of Heritage, Evan Fevold of Bentonville West, and Yahir Ruiz of Rogers. The Lady Mounties City had 9 first place finishers in the 6A West Regional. Gracie Wood, Delaney Hornbuckle, Anna Dux, Hazel Solis, Adrian Jellin, Ashley Thompson, Chelsea Morales, Heidi Benefield, Rebecca Gonzalez, all first place finishers. And then also Jaciana Thigpen of Harbor, Eliana, I'm going to butcher this, Bungatok of Harbor, the girl Pages from Southside, like Leland mentioned, Isabella Easterling of Bentonville West, and Alexis Dubowski of Bentonville. Congratulations to our bowlers. Easton McCullough, we've said her name a bunch. She had 47 points in a win over Siloam Springs earlier in last week, and then had 31 points, 14 assists against Alma on Friday. Seems like we call her name every week. Number two, Sydney Springdale Harbor Girls, with the really cool interviews last week with on the Prep Rally show. Well, the Campbell twins, Madison Campbell with 22, McKinley with 19 with a win at Bentonville West, Sanaya Coachman with a win, 16 and a win at Rogers, Madison Campbell again, 16 earlier in the week, and another 3-0 week for Harbor Girls. Number one, our Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Girls Player of the Week is Sam Whitaker of Thaden School. So Sam had 38 points and a much-needed win in overtime over Providence Academy. Kind of an interesting story. She did a lot of this with 4 fouls. That's you know, figuring out a way to not play timid and still be aggressive, and you know, just a huge night for Sam Whitaker of Thaden School. And number one, Jackson Hallam of Elkins had 28 points as Elkins defeated West Fork 47-46, including the 2 free throws with 18.7 seconds left to give Elkins a 47-45 lead, which ended up being the winning points. He also had 19 in a win against Greenland earlier in the week, and a 19 in a win against Lincoln. Man, that's a lot of kids, Sydney. Mm-hmm. So that's the top 5 for Northwest Arkansas. And once again, a lot very difficult to decide on some of these.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Subscribe and tune in next week to see how our predictions hold up. This is Prep Rally.